No, we're still here, y'all.
Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohiniwa, and I hope you all are having a lovely evening and a happy Thanksgiving. Tonight on my show is my special segment because of Thanksgiving. And my special co-host this evening is Elle, the creator and producer. So I hope you all will enjoy the show. But before I get started, for all you artists out there who would like to get your music played on IL Radio, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlent.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlent.com.
All right, everyone. I hope you all are having a happy Thanksgiving. Tonight, I have my co-host for this evening is Elle. Elle, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your Thanksgiving this evening?
Well, my Thanksgiving was good because we actually celebrated Thanksgiving on Tuesday, and we kind of do that every year. We do our Thanksgiving on the Tuesday before the actual day because we have family members that work, believe it or not, on Thanksgiving. They don't want to give up that double time, so we always have our Thanksgiving dinner prior to the actual holiday. So that's what happened again this year. So it was good. All in all, it was good. Had a good time.
Well, that's good.
Oh, and I always said I was wondering about whether or not doing this, but I think, you know, with the new year coming up and all that, I would let people in on it because it's getting kind of awkward now trying to figure out what to say, what not to say when you and I are together. For those of you that don't know, Ohiniwa and I are related. So her mama, my mama's sister, so we're actually first cousins. So I don't think we've ever said that before, but yeah, so we are related for those of you that didn't know. We are family. So we actually celebrated together. We were all, well, her and everyone else, we were there on Tuesday. So I think you had other plans, though, for today. You had a second Thanksgiving, though, right? You actually did Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving with friends or something?
I did. Co-workers. We did have a nice Thanksgiving, very entertaining, I should say the least.
Oh, Lord.
Only because of the kids. Uh-huh. Only because of the kids. But, you know, overall, it was a great evening. Like you said, we did our Thanksgiving on Tuesday. Did you do anything? Because I know. Did you have the grandkids today?
No, I worked today.
Okay.
Actually, I was working. I worked too. So I did what I needed to do as well. So I had a lot of things going on.
You said between?
No, you were going to say something. Yeah, but you were going to say something before I said that. But.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if you did you and the grandkids do anything special? But you just said you worked, so you should go ahead.
Yeah, because between having to do all these different events, like for weddings and baby showers and all these babies that are coming up, and then the radio show itself, and then all the changes that are getting ready to be implemented for the new year, and the new project I'm going to start on with my grandson. Yeah, there's a lot going on. So I have a lot on my plate, so I'm just trying to keep myself at an even pace here so I don't get behind. So once I get behind, it's going to be a mess. So I'm trying to stay ahead of the game. So, so far, so good. All right. Well, let me put this out there. For my listeners, I would like to know how your guys' Thanksgiving went as well. So, I know that we normally have you listen to the show by calling in sometimes through Blog Talk Radio. So, if you can,
well, actually,
call
they don't
in.
Call it, they actually don't call in and listen to the show. They go to the webpage and listen to the show. They call in if they want to say something or if they want to conversate with you or the host. So,
well,
that's how that goes.
And I get that. I do get that. So if you would like to call in and let us know what you guys are all thankful for on this Thanksgiving, it would be nice to hear from you guys. And I know I don't do it that often, have you guys call in, but tonight is a special show, and we would like to hear from you guys as well. What do you think, Al?
Yeah. I'd like to know what you did for Thanksgiving, what you ate especially, because, you know, I'm a food person. I like to cook. That's something I like to do, too. So I have to throw that in.
Yeah.
You have time to do that as well and bake. So, yeah, for those of you that like to cook, I'd like to know what you had for Thanksgiving, how it went. Did you guys have, I don't know, I know back in the day when we used to get together, I don't know why it was always like that, but a lot of times when people see things on TV, they like, oh, that's just on TV, but no. When our friends got together, they would always have the kids come, and we would perform and dance and do all kind of crazy stuff. So I don't know if it's the same for your family or not, but I know things are different here. I mean, you know, nowadays, I do see it sometimes on the Internet where it's all on those same lines. The family get together, they dance, they sing, they perform. I don't know. That's when all of our special talents come out. Family function.
Exactly.
Sounds like some people didn't even know we had. Yeah, that's when they normally come out during the family functions.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know you could sing and dance like that. All kind of stuff. Yeah. So
yeah.
Just call in and tell us what you did. What you did. How your Thanksgiving
all right,
was.
Now, everyone,
what'd you say?
If you want to go ahead and I'll go. If you all want to call in. The number is 563-999-3549. So call in and share what you guys did for your Thanksgiving and what you guys are thankful for this year. I mean, because anything could be possible. You could have had grandkids. You could have got married. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you guys might be grateful for, and you want to let us know. We would love to hear it.
Okay. Well, since you're asking all that for this, what are you grateful for?
Ooh, okay. I'm grateful for, of course, my family, because, you know, you guys are the most important things to me, and my new expected granddaughter that I'm going to be having next year.
Mm-hmm. So, we're both having grandkids. I'm having one. Another grandchild, too, in June of next year. And I'm having one this year, next month, as a matter of fact, in December. So, yeah.
So I'm grateful for the family and the new grandbabies that are going to be joining the new family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm grateful for just my friends. I mean, right now, times are hard, to be honest, out there, and just being able to do what I do is what I'm grateful for. Let me throw that back at you. What are you grateful for?
Oh, no, the same thing you said, and I'm just grateful that I lived another year. So that's the most important thing, because if I wasn't alive, I couldn't do anything. So I'm grateful that God gave me another year. And hopefully he'll give me many more. Plan on getting to 100. I'm still that's my number. I'm going to be 100. Well, hopefully I go past that, but that's my golden year right there. 100. I'm still be on the radio waves trying to talk.
Oh, I can see it.
I could see it. I so could.
That was the plan.
There might be a baby. Now tell me what you're doing. Let me know what's going on in your life right now. I see that. I hear that coming out you. So
yep. So that's the plan. But before we go any further, what I want to do is I want to thank, because like we're coming into the new year, so I want to thank all of our listeners that we've had for the past year, because we've been here, we've been strong now for a year and a month now. And the one thing that we haven't been doing a lot of and I want to do now is thank all of our listeners. And hopefully you guys will continue to listen to the show and pay patrons to the show. And also I want to thank those who I work with. So I want to thank Ohiniwa. I want to thank Roz, who is our newest co-host. He does the Getting Real with Roz segment. And I want to thank Theory for all that music that he furnishes us with, for our intros, outros, and videos, and anything else that we need. We want to definitely thank our producer. So we have our own. We have a producer. We do and do use others, but he's our main producer. Let's put it that way. He is the main producer. As Roz does, since Roz is actually an artist, she actually does all her intros, outros, and her information. She does all the music for hers usually. So hers is a little different because she is actually an artist, so she can do that. Since Ohiniwa and I aren't that, I could do it, but I don't think you guys want to hear it. I could do it.
Exactly. I know I'm not me.
I can do it. Now, if you ever want me to do it, I can do it, but I can't guarantee what it's going to sound like. I really can't.
Okay, take me back to my younger day.
Mm-hmm. And getting back to Getting Real with Roz, if you didn't get a chance to, make sure you listen to her last show. It took place on November 21st, and her special guest was rap artist Elias Cola. He was on there, and they were just having a good time on the show, because I just saw the show, so thing, I know everything. So I guess that's what a good co-host, that's what a good producer does.
Okay.
You know, we make sure that we listen to all these shows and get feedback when needed, if needed. But I listen to it. I've heard each and every show, so I can actually say I have heard each and every show and will continue to hear each and every show. But what I want to do is on her show, what she did is it was on during our anniversary show. Roz was on the show with Ohiniwa and I. Roz and I were co-hosts on Ohiniwa's show, and that was for that special, the first anniversary special that we did last month in October. And we also had Elias on there as a special guest. And him and Roz got along so well that she wanted him on her show. That's why he ended up on her show this month. But they also had a thing where we knew Halloween was coming around. So I think it was you, wasn't it? He would have put out there, why don't you guys do a song? I think it was you. Was that correct?
It was me, yeah.
Okay, yeah. They had put out there, why don't you do a song? And I said, yeah, well, we were like, why don't you guys collab, get together, do some kind of song together. So what they did is I wasn't expecting them to do it, but they did do it. They put together this little snippet, and they played it on Roz's show. But what I want to do is play it for you tonight on our show as well. So let me go ahead and play that, and then we'll come back to what happened with this and how it all came together. Again, this is Roz and Elias, and this is their little snippet that they did together.
It's me, y'all. I'm trying to speak life. And my radio skills
can't lie. Elias, Koala, Destiny. Climbing to the top, you can live this tree. Got my stripes like I'm who they wanna beat me. Fight like Tyson on your ears when I sing that.
Okay, so that's the little bit. Now, oh, he went, this is the first time you heard it. So what do you think? They put it together.
They did what I asked them to do. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
They did. I did say on that show, you know what? Y'all should do something together.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't think it was going to be so fast, but I like it.
Mm-hmm. It was cute.
That was
like
cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Yep.
I think they're going to get together and put... I think they're going to get together and do an actual whole song. That was the last thing that I heard. And I think they mentioned that on her show. I think they're going to actually collab and do an actual song. They did that for her show, but but I think they're going to actually get together and do a whole release. So hopefully when that comes together, of course we're going to play it here first. She'll probably play it on her show. And then we'll play it on the show. We're going to play it.
Correct.
Until, you know, we'll play it as much as possible so we can get out there and everybody can get a chance to hear it. But, yeah, I thought they put together really well, and it didn't take them no time. As a matter of fact, I don't want to say too much. When you listen to a show, like I said, the show was on November 21st. They talked about this. They also talked about the music industry, and they talked about some of their personal experience in the industry and whether or not they felt it was better, well, for them. How they thought it was better to be an independent artist rather than be a mainstream artist. So they talked about all that. They just talked about a lot of things then. And then there was something that Elias shared with us that I didn't even know, but he shared it on the show. So it was very personable to him, but they were just trying to show that how the ups and downs of being an artist. So that's why he, I guess, implemented that into it and let them know that, hey, you might have things going on, but you still can do what you need to do in order to make it in whatever it is that you're trying to do. So, but definitely listen to the show. Like I said, it was really good. It was informative, and they had a good time with it too. Except for that when we get to the one part when, like I said, when you start talking about that, it kind of, I don't want to say it took a turn, but it kind of. Everybody, got quiet and we were listening because, it was a serious thing. So, but I was like, wow, no, didn't know that. I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect him. So he shouldn't have said, he's not saying it he wasn't saying it to get people to have pity on him or anything like that. What it was is that he was letting people know that, hey, you can have this problem and still do what you need to do. Don't let it hinder you. Don't let your problems hinder you. Use them to your advantage. So that's what he says. He uses his to his advantage. So like I said, I don't want to give away too much, so I want you to go listen to the show and find out what I'm talking about. Have you had a chance to listen to the show yet?
I did.
Okay, you did.
It was a very interesting show, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like I said, you don't want to give nothing away. You want to listen. We want you guys to go listen to it. So
exactly.
I
go
did like the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit, I thank you guys for putting that out for me. I do.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of music that we want to play tonight too. So let me go ahead and get into the next song. And this song is actually something new that we have that we're going to be playing tonight. It's called "Dance with Me," and the singer is Nancy. It's A-D-E-J-O-R, Adejor, because these names, sometimes we get them wrong, but we try. It's Nancy Adejor. I believe that's how you pronounce it. She is the singer.
I
want to
say so.
Same thing? Yeah, I think so, too. So I'm going to go ahead and play it for you again. The name of this song is "Come Dance With Me."
Fire burning, pages turning.
every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
And again, the name of that song was Dance With Me, and that was by Nancy Adijo. And again, I hope I'm saying the name right, correct. If not, I apologize. That song was produced by Fischel Pustinic, a professional composer and arranger. He is also the number one among top arrangers for piano at the SheetMusicPlus.com. Which is the biggest publishing company in the world for selling and buying sheet music. And we also had lyrics. The lyrics were by Irene Day, and she was the Poet of the Year for 2017. And they consider their music to be funky, hip-hop, dance-type music. And I think the same thing. It kind of has an old-school appeal to it, but then it had a little bit of the new flavor thrown in there. What do you think? And I heard the funk. I heard all that. And they are all three of these, all three, the producer, the singer, and the writer, they are all based out of Toronto, Canada. Like we said, we bring you music from around the world. So that's what we do here at Instrument L Radio. So what do you think, Ohinua?
Well, if you... That particular song, I did. It sounded like it had like a kind of like a little salsa, the tempo.
Yeah, I heard the salsa.
Like
the
salsa beat, or so it definitely had. It was a different mixture all through the song. So you did hear a little bit of the old school, as you put it, the old school stuff. Mixed in with a little bit of the newer music, but with a little bit of hint of a kind of a salsa, but it wasn't salsa. It was that tempo in salsa music, but it wasn't actually salsa music, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
I think it's because it had the funk in there, too. So, like I said, it had a little bit of all three of those things, like I said, the funk, the hip hop and the dance. So you could hear all three of those elements in that song. They were all there.
Correct. But I like the tempo to it, because you could get up and, like you said, get up and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those songs that made you, when you heard it, get up and actually move.
Yeah.
There was no way around it. So.
Yeah, so you've been with us now, Ohinua, for a year and a month, exactly. So
exactly.
What is it that you plan? Yeah, it's been a while. Well, actually, yeah, a year and a month. So what is it that you plan to do with your show now? In the Know With Ohinua, is there any way, how you plan on going with it in 2023? Do you see any changes on the horizon? What do you think you'll be doing with it?
Well, I want to expand more in the growth of the show. So we'll still be doing the artist, the bios on artists, and the actual guests that I have on the show. More music from all the independent artists, just across the board, from anywhere in the world.
So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're playing all genres. So it's like I call it, if you ever listen to my show, The Music Showcase, I call it gumbo soup. So what I mean by that, it could be any genre. So when I throw all kind of things together, one thing I normally don't mix it together is jazz. But jazz is like its own style element, so I'll actually do that separate. But normally I have the reggae, hip-hop, the pop, the rap, the R&B, all of it. And I have it going in a smooth way where it just sounds good continuously. And then it's continuous music. Like I said, more music, less talk. So you don't hear me talking too much. You just hear the music. That's what it's all about. That's why it's called the Music Showcase, so we can showcase those independent artists that want to get their music heard. So. That's what we do.
And that is true, because I've heard your show before, and you do do a range of every kind of style of music. So,
and that's why, like I said, that's what we're
as you put
tonight.
It, is your gumbo.
Yep, gumbo soup. Oh, and the other thing, too, somebody had asked me about the genre of music that we play. And like I said, we play all kinds. So that's what we – I consider us – our genre of music is the independent artist. So it's independent artist music. It's just – that's our genre. We play independent artist music. That is the genre for IL Radio. But we have our own genre. So you can take that as a feel, but – that's what we say. Our genre is the independent artist. And we can fit it in there. We will. Every now and then I do something that I don't know how to, you know, make it work. Because, like, with your show, we, you know, you have these special segments, all that kind of stuff. So we can fit it in like that. If we can't play it with other things, like on a music show, music showcase, you can always have a special show for just that type of music or for that individual artist, because you do the artist features and all that. So your show is that type of show where we can do that. So, but with the music hour, it's kind of hard sometimes because it can throw things off, so I can't play certain things. Like I said, jazz, I don't play in with the rest of the music. And if I had any kind of Christian here, of course, Christian, I won't play that. Yeah. So certain things, yeah, we have to have a special segment on. That's where you come in with the features and all that kind of stuff. So that's what your show is all about. And Roz's show is more of getting, like I said, getting real Roz. So she wants to take you there. She wants you to know what she wants to hear about the different heartaches and trials and tribulations that the artist may have had being an independent artist, and why they feel that being an independent artist is better than going mainstream, or have they ever thought about going mainstream, and if not, why, or if they show, or if that's what they're gearing for, why are they gearing for that? Why do they feel that they have to do that rather than stay an independent artist? So her show is based on that, those kind of viewpoints. So she, her show is more interactive, and she does want people to call in. She wants to hear what you have to say. And that would be the other artists as well as just the our listeners, you know, because you guys listen to music, so you can have a take on that as well, what you feel as well. She just wants to hear what you have to say. So with that being said, we're going to get into the next song, people. So our next song for the evening, it's going to be a rap song. And it's the name of the song is We All On by Daytona Hanzo. So I'm going to go ahead and play that again. We All On.
Yeah, try to tell us. Coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. Yeah, these niggas act like on the D-Lo. We all on, we all on. We all on, we all on. Yeah, these niggas coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. We all on, we all on. We all on. Let the grind and never touched again. I said it's all good. Gravity can stop me, boy, these other fall through. They get knocked down, don't get back up again. That's how they fall. Ooh, repeating and remaining, not renaming what you call boo. You try to hide the way you really feel when I saw you. Ooh. Yeah. I'm a champion, so f*** you and your small talk. The rap game like Monopoly, I'm chillin' on the boardwalk. We're in the building, killed the ballroom, now it's all chalk. Hey, yeah. Yeah, try to tell this, coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. Yeah, these niggas act like b***hs on the D-Lo. We all on, we all on. We all on, we all on. Yeah, this cool it, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. We all on, we all on. We all on, we all on. Ay. negative and positive so easily. I am so magnificent, y'all do it greasily. You're miserable, you're so backed up, you probably need to cough back up. Cause you a hater, need these haters out me. What the f*** I showing up, you sewing up for when we bust your open. Massacre some outside misery. Go, why you choking? Ain't it what you wanted when you wrote the other paragraph? You make me laugh, I guess I'm taking half. Yeah. Half the credit, half the vice, but half the price. Your better half, he in the ground, he cold as ice. And he was only half as right. Yeah, not even half the time. Your boy not even half as nice. And nah, ooh, yeah. Yeah, try to tell us, coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. Yeah, these niggas act like bitches on the D-low. We all on, we all on, we all on, we all on. Yeah, this coolest, just like a free throw. Car alarm and police scanner everywhere that we go. We all on, we all on, we all on.
And again, that was We All On by Daytona Hanzo. And this young man is based out of Annapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
And so like I said, we just do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And my thing is that I like all types of music. Now, I don't, some of the music that I play, it doesn't necessarily mean that it may not be my type of music, but my listeners may enjoy it. So that's what I'm saying. It's not about me. It's about the independent artists and whether or not getting this stuff played for them when we can.
Well, no. And I agree with you, as you said, about the style of music. It may not be your style of music, but it might be for your listeners.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah, well, take all that into consideration.
Last year, you did one song, and you did it for the holidays, and it was a country song, and I was like, okay, we got some country in here.
Yeah, because we get all kind of stuff like this year. We get all kind of music for the holidays. It could be country. It could be, but it's holiday music. That's the thing. I tell them to submit their holiday music, so we're going to play their holiday music. I don't. Like I said, the genre is the independent artist. Remember that.
And it was
that in
mind,
and they understand what's going on. And well, I like the song.
it was a good song. But when you when I saw country, I was like, oh snap, okay. You don't put a little country in the house. Let's do this.
Yeah, and you know, now that we're talking about that, for all of our listeners, get your submissions in. If you have any holiday music that you want to play, that you want to play it on the IL radio show, we're going to be playing our holiday music during our holiday segment, which will be on December 21st. So you need to get in before then. If you have any holiday music that you want to get played on there, make sure you submit it to us. And you can do it one or two ways. You know, you go via music submit. If that's how you've been sending your music to me, you can continue to do that. Or you can send it via email to ilradio@infiniteLENT.com. So you have two ways of submitting. A lot of people feel more comfortable with music submit, and I'm used to that format as well. So you can do that, and it'll be good. Because that way you can upload your picture. You can upload everything there. And, you know, kind of, sometimes it's harder through the email because, you know, the email doesn't, you know, it only allows you to email certain amount of stuff before it said, oh no, can't do that. Yeah, too much, can't handle it. So you may want to go via Muse Submit. And you can find the link on any of the radio show segment pages. So not on the main page. It'll be on the main page. But you have to actually click on the segment and go into it to get the clickable link.
because you won't be able to click it from the main site at Blog Talk. So you have to go to one of the segments and just click on the link that says Music Submit, and it'll take you right there. Again, we're looking for that holiday music, you guys, so make sure you get it into us. And I'm going to continue to play music because this time I'm going by fast, and we have quite a few songs. So the next song I want to play is by Trade Stevens. This is going to be an R&B song. We're going to slow down a little bit. And the name of this song is Talk to Me by Trade Stevens.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me. Why you talk to me like that? Tell me, baby, why you talk to me like that? Your friends say I treat you wrong. I made you a happy home. I gave you all your heart desire. You call me weak, you call me tired. Why you have to be so cruel? I'm only trying to love you. The men you make, they seem so unreal. You don't get what you want to know. We have just ain't right. Most days you pick a silly fight. Abuse the feel seems so unreal. You yell man up, you know the deal. Burn cars, houses and more. You throw them back and say what for? Why do I love you so? Question I ask cause I don't.
That was Trey Stevens, and that the name of that song is Talk to Me. So Trey is a singer-songwriter who's based out of New York, and Talk to Me was released on August of this year. Yeah, and I remember when I got the song and when I heard it, I liked it a lot. And I don't know, he reminds me of somebody, a mainstream artist, but I
exactly.
can't figure out who it is. Do you too? Yeah, and I'm always
yes.
telling him, I'm like, who is it? Who is it?
I can't.
But he sure
is not. It's not Peeble Bryson, but it's
Well, I think I know who you're talking about too. I can see his face. Yeah, I can't. I know who you're talking about. Oh Lord,
James Ingram. No, not James Ingram.
No, it's not James. I think I know who you're talking about. I can't think of him. I can't think of the name right now either. But yeah, I know when I heard this, I'm like, oh, he sounds just like him.
Uh-huh. And I can see him biggest day, but I cannot think of his name
right now. Yep. And as soon as we're through, we'd be like, oh, yeah. I love that number.
Like,
oh. Number. Yes, yes, yes. So I do want to let everyone know, before I forget that, you know, we do the music showcase the first Saturday of each month. And I want to let everyone know that we will not be doing a music showcase, which will be next Saturday. Because of this show, we're playing a lot of music on this show. So we decided to not do next week's show. But that'll be for the month of December that there will not be a music showcase. So for all you guys that are used to listening to that and like hearing it, I have a little bit of bad news. Yeah, it won't be one. not for December. But we will come back at you and get all that great music to you during the course of the month. But you know, we have the In the Know With Ohini Wah show, and she'll be, as a matter of fact, there's five Thursdays in December. So
yep.
She'll be doing, there'll be five shows. So the first three shows, it'll be her. Fourth show is going to be a holiday special, which will be done during her show. And the fifth show is going to be our New Year's special, which will be done during her show. So New Year's, oh, you know, we're going to be partying up and playing all kinds of good music. So it'll be plenty of music played throughout December. So that's why we decided not to do the music showcase. So we'll save a lot of music for them. We're going to have new music and all kinds of things. And then for the show, the New Year's show, we'll also be letting you know about all the new things that are going to be happening with IL Radio come next year, because we have a lot of major changes and a lot of things that we're going to be adding, a lot of things that we want to implement, some of the things that won't actually start next year, but will take you into the future, take you past that, and let you know what we are planning for some of the years to come. So as you can see, we plan on being here for a little while.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we're going to
be here for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. And we still trying to get that person that wants to do spoken word poetry. So we're looking for a host for that still. We're not in a hurry for it, but I think I might have someone. But, yeah, I haven't had a chance to talk to them yet, but I will. But like I said, next year, I'm not ready for it anyway because we have to, yeah, fit them all into the schedule and all that kind of stuff. So we definitely want that, though. That was one thing that I really wanted. And like I said, oh, you know what? I was going to tell you too much. You have to wait until December 29th. I was going to get going because I was excited. Yet. Not yet. Yeah, no, no. You won't have to wait. You won't have to wait, people.
So close.
So, but yet so far away. Yes, exactly.
I know the listeners are like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah, she didn't tell us. She's not going to tell us, you know. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm almost here. You almost got me, but no. I caught myself. But I want to go ahead and get to the next song. Like I said, we have plenty of music tonight, so I want to get to the next song. Like I said, tonight is Gumbo Soup, and we're throwing some jazz into tonight's show. That's the only difference about my Gumbo Soup thing. We are going to throw some jazz into it tonight, and this song is actually, again, the artist, or so I should say the musician, he is from Toronto, Canada as well. Yes, Toronto's been a big supporter lately. We've been getting a lot of music from them and from, oh, goodness. What is the other place, Ohinwa?
Is that
further out? Yeah, because you talked about some of them. Yeah, some of them.
And,
oh, goodness.
Lots of Trinidad.
What? Yeah, and then there was other places. You know, there's so many places. I can remember. Caribbean, yes, all kinds of places. We have them all over. But I'm trying to think of that one group that where the man and the woman. Oh, goodness. Moon and Moon and Aries.
I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Where were they from?
Oh,
goodness.
Hold on.
I want to say Holland, but it wasn't Holland. It was one of them. You know what? The female lives in Canada. Remember, they live in two different places, but he lived somewhere else in a different place.
I was just trying to remember where he was from.
I can't remember. Well, I have to get back to you guys on that because I cannot remember. I don't know. It just left me. I was always sitting. I forgot. So I guess I want to get into the next song. The next song is called Night Flight Jazz Piece. And it's by, and the name of the artist is Jeremy Sean Hector. Again, that's Night Light.
My name is Elle, and you are now listening to In the Know with Oheniwa, highlighting independent artists in their music.
And again, the name of the song that just played was Night Flight, and that was by Jeremy Sean Hector. And again, this musician, he's based out of Toronto, Canada. And he is a guitarist and a songwriter. And he has a unique approach to writing and performing that blends soul and contemporary jazz. So that was just a little background on him and what it is, what instrument that he plays. And again, like I said, he's from Toronto, Canada, and that's what this show's all about. We highlight the independent artists and their music from around the world. So, again, and our genre of music is the independent artist. That is our genre. I'm going to just beat that into everybody. So I'll be saying that. So you'll hear that a lot from me.
You were asking about Aries?
Uh-huh.
A minute ago. He's from Western Germany.
That's what it is. I don't know why I couldn't think of Germany, but it was just gone, you know? Gone.
I remember he was international. I just couldn't remember
where. Europe, I was trying to figure out exactly where. Because I think just because so many of them be coming through that you don't, it's kind of hard now to keep up with who's coming from where. I be trying, though. I really try. It's getting hard now. The other thing that I want to make note that I do want to talk about, and this, because this one's a little important, I want people to know, because we're affiliated with R&V, which is Rhythm and Views. It's a YouTube show that takes place on Fridays. We actually, at one point, were taking submittals for Rhythm and Views. So, in other words, we would submit the music for the artist, the independent artist, to them. So the ones that actually had their music that was playing on our show, we gave them the option of whether or not they wanted to submit it to Rhythm and Views as well. Well, that portion has been taken out. We no longer do that because we found out that there was problems with that. So what we need you to do is if you want to have your music played on Rhythm and Views, you have to go through them directly. So if you go to their YouTube page, go to YouTube and type in Rhythm and Views, and in the bio section, it tells you exactly what you need to do to submit your music. So, because it'll be much easier for you that way. Because, we tried something, but it wasn't working. It's nothing that was bad or anything. It's just that it just wasn't working. So we decided it'd probably be better if you submit it to them directly. Because YouTube has all those funny things going on there. So, and the thing is, he has set up for things to be played, and then they couldn't get played for whatever reason. So, it's best if you go directly through them. And that way he can you can talk to him directly, and then see if you guys get that taken care of, or by him talking to you, he knows whether or not he's going to need anything extra from you in order to play. See, going through me, I don't know because I'm not on YouTube. So, like I said, take out the middle person and you go directly to the source. And that way, it'll be a smoother transition for you. So, I hope everybody's had a great Thanksgiving. We're back at that now. Haven't had no calls. Probably too great. They probably said, if you like me, you're probably asleep, right? Because you ate all that good food and you're through now. So, especially if
my thought
is
exactly.
Oh, yeah. But that's okay. They'll come back and listen. They'll be listening. So, they'll come and listen.
They're in a food coma.
I would love to know what some of the people did, though, for today. Especially the ones on the East Coast, So, time goes. We have 33 minutes left. So let's go ahead and we're just going to keep on talking with this music. We're going to go ahead and go to the next song. So the next song is actually called Broke Heart, and this is by Top Notch. And this is a rap song. And this particular artist is based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So, again, the name of the song is Broke Heart by Top Notch.
Now all I want to know is why would you do that? I heard about you and such, now who that? Well, let me guess, it's just a friend or something. And every time y'all speak, it ain't about nothing. Even if I did believe that, what about the way y'all look at each other? What can you say about that? And I know, you say you only love me, but you looking at other people the same way that you look at me. Now what I'm supposed to think? When you out with your girls and we know how you get when you drink, and it's crazy cause I'm trying to do the trust thing, but you're making it hard. Who helped me out? It's too hard. I mean, I wanna believe you, but then you do something else that made me think I'd be stupid for believing you. Basically, you play me like I'm dumb. Alright, now when I snap, don't act like you don't know where it's coming from.
302, take me to the emergency. Call somebody for me. Tell them I need her.
I don't don't mind you worrying about what I'm doing. You can do that all the time, and you ain't never drawing. At any time you call my phone on, but you so sneaky. When I go out, I gotta worry about what you doing. I love you so much that you fooling me, taking my kindness for weakness, and you ruling me. I don't think you know what you do to me. I feel some type of way that sex ain't the only way you screwing me. All I really want is for us to be together, instead of just me trying to hold us together. It seems like you don't even care if I leave. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here hoping that you never leave. Wait a minute, baby, that's not 50-50. Man, in fact, it sound more like gimme, gimme. Basically, you play me like I'm dumb. Alright, now when I snap, don't act like you don't know where it's coming from.
302, take me to the emergency. Call somebody for me. Tell them I need help. But you don't know what you did.
But I ain't trying to be number one. Girl, I want to be the only one. Can we work on that? You stop talking to other dudes on the phone, stuff like that. I don't want to have to watch you and all the guys staring at you. I want to know that that's all they can do. Girl, I want to have faith in you. Think about you at night and think about you when I wake up in the day too. But I guess you don't care. It's like I'm not here. When I cry, you don't care about the tears. And I always stay around even when you mess up. I guess that's the reason why you keep on messing up. Damn, why you want to hurt me? If you want to do your thing. But don't still try to be with me. Basically, you claim like I'm dumb. All right, now when I snap, don't act like you don't know where it's coming from.
302, take me to the emergency. Call somebody for me. Tell them I need help. But you know what you did.
And again, that was Top Notch, and the name of that song was Broke Heart. And again, that artist is based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this song was actually released this month on November 1st, 2022. And based on information that I have got, that I received regarding Michael Anderson, who is AKA Top Notch, he both wrote and produced the song Broke Heart as well. So what do you think about song? Yes.
I like the style of the song.
Yeah, I do too. I liked it.
It was,
it had me bobbing back and forth. Yeah.
It did. My head was moving. But I just, it was just a mellow. Mm-hmm. It was mellow. Like others.
Mm-hmm.
That are more, I can't think of the word I want to say. It was more smooth, I should say, is what it is.
Smooth, okay, smooth, yeah.
Okay, it was more smooth.
It didn't have that hardness to it like you hear with some of the
other
stuff.
So it was just, you could still dance to it, you could still get into it, but it didn't have that sound that hits you is what I say when you listen to other songs of its genre.
Sometimes it's not so much the music that he did, like there's the lyrics. So yes, the lyrics are good.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you can follow along with the lyrics and just really listen to the song
mm-hmm.
and what they're saying, that's going to take
it
you
was
as
a
well.
Relationship song. I picked up that much about it. You're talking about a girl, definitely.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Definitely. So what I want to talk about now is the next songs that I'll be playing is, I was going to tell you that I'm a DJ tonight, so that's why I'm DJing this music. Yeah, so the next few songs that I'll be playing, they're all the songs submitted by Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment, and they call it DOLE. The acronym is DOLE for that name, and they
the songs that I'll be playing next, they're either songs that are part of their label, because Dreaming Out Loud Records is the name of the record label, and their company, the LLC, is Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. And for the next song that I'll be playing, they're either part of the label or they're partners or affiliated with the label. So there's songs that they actually submitted to me to be played, and I really want to just say a little bit about them, because he has been with me almost since day one. I don't know how he found out about me, because he didn't submit to me, Normally when it comes to me submit, I have some kind of feel of where they came from, but he actually found he emailed me, and it was funny because I opened up the email and I'm like, who is this? When I opened it up, it was him, and he had left me a nice message and was telling me everything that I need to know. And then it was just a whole discography of music, tons and tons of songs. I mean, he just sent it all to me because I felt good. I'm like, okay, he trusts me that much. He allowed me to play his music. So it really kind of touched me. And I actually got a chance to talk to him on the phone. We talked for a few hours, and I have nothing but respect for this person. And I had also did a spotlight on him was it the beginning of this year or the end of last year? Spotlight, Ooh. Do you remember? Yeah, I did a write-up about him because
This year.
Yeah, it was the beginning of this year. He's a phenomenal person. He does so much, and he's done so much, and he's still doing things. So I just wanted people to know about him, and he's independent. He knows some of the mainstream. He knows mainstream people, but he's independent, and he's been doing it for years. He's also a singer as well. And so what I'm going to do is play a few of their songs. We're running out of time here. We're at 24 minutes. So the first song I'm going to play, it's called Till the World End. And this song is by Eric Haslett.
Woman, you are my shining star.
So again, the name of that song was Till the World Comes to an End, and that's by Eric Catholic. And like I said, he's either affiliate or he's actually part of one of the artists from the record label Dreaming Out Loud. So tonight I wanted to actually play some songs by this entertainment company because of the fact that they said they send all their music, they send their music to me all the time. And every time I get a chance, I always play something by them. So I wanted to play more, but like I said, our time's huge. Time be going by fast, I tell you. We only have 18 minutes. These songs, I guess, because he's kind of old, he's old school, so their songs are long. They're like 6 minutes, 5 minutes. And remember back in the day when they gave you real songs, you got a song, you know. You can have a song, you got a whole song. Yeah. So this is kind of music they be doing. So I'm only going to play two more. The next one I'm going to play, I'm definitely going to play this one because it's by Arthur Poetry Payne, and he is the CEO of Dreaming Out Loud Records. Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. And like I said, he was an artist. He's an artist as well. He's a singer, and he has done many songs. He has many songs in his discography. So I'm going to play one tonight. It's called Me, Myself, and I. And again, this is by Arthur Poetry Payne, and he is the CEO of Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment.
Thank you.
And again, that was Me, Myself, and I. And that was by Arthur Poetry Kane, who was the CEO of Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. And he's also the owner of Dreaming Out Loud Records, along with his daughter, Ariana. Ariana, and also we have Arthur Payne, Debbie Payne, and those four, they are the owners of Dreaming Out Loud Records. So that would be Arthur Poetry Payne, Ariana, Arthur Payne, and then Debbie Payne. I think I had that right. I don't know. I have Arthur Payne in it twice. But, yeah, I believe his son, too, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I might be wrong. So they had it in it twice. But they are the owners of Dreaming Out Loud Records. And what I'm going to do is the last song we're playing is by Ariana. She's one of the part owners of Dreaming Out Loud Records. And she's also the daughter of Arthur Poetry Payne. So I'm going to be playing her song. It's called Think It's Time, Do Me Right. And that will be the last song for the evening. And then we'll go ahead and I'll be saying my good night. We'll give the show back over to Ohiwa. So again, the name of the song is Think It's Time, Do Me Right by Ariana. And she is the owner of Dreaming Out Loud Records.
Baby,
name of that song was Think It's Time, Do Me Right by Ariana. And like I said, she's one of the owners of the record label, of the Dole record label. And I found out the information because I knew I had said it wrong. So the owners of the label are Arthur Holtu Payne, Debbie Payne, Taylor Payne, and Ariana Hood Martin. And she's the one that you just heard the song by. Those four are the owners, or the owners of the record label. Dreaming Out Loud Records. I want to keep saying entertainment, but it's Dreaming Out Loud Records. They're the ones. They're the owners of that. And Arthur Porter Payne is the CEO of the whole thing. So Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. So that's how that goes. And like I said, the song that you just heard, that was by Ariana, one of the owners, and she is the daughter of Arthur Poetry Payne as well. And Arthur's song that we had heard just before hers, the Me, Myself, and I, you know, that's basically like old school type music, and that's the other thing that we do here at IL Radio. Any music that has the old school appeal, we play that as well. So with that being said, that's the end of what I have to do this evening. So I want to thank you, Essie, for having me on your show. And I'm going to go ahead and get back over to you. You have a wonderful evening.
All right. And you do, too. I want to thank my co-host this evening, Elle. And I also want to thank all my listeners. My next show scheduled will be on December the 1st. 2022, at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have spoken about that there will not be a music showcase segment for next month because we're bringing you all this music for the month of December. Also check out IL Radio Show's newest segment, Getting Real with Roz. Her next show is airing live on December the 19th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you haven't had a chance to check out the show, make sure you go back and you check out the show that aired on November 21st with her guest on the show, rapper Elias Quola. So I want to thank everyone for listening, and I hope you all enjoyed this show with my co-host, Elle, and I, and I hope you all be back with me next Thursday. You all have a nice night and a happy Thanksgiving.